and say, please, let's just love this person. Let's just exercise patience with them. It works on both sides. You know, sometimes I'll be angry over something, and my wife will say, I just love them, sir. They can walk in love. And, you know, then some other time, it'll be, she just pissed off. Instead of thinking, why is she pissed off? Why is he acting like that? Is she a Christian? She's a Christian. So let's do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For a few minutes, let's just, I'm back on talking about Jehovah Rapha again, but I wanted to go away from it. The Lord said, share your experience. One of my friend's wife survived cancer. And she threw up a meeting and asked people to come, experts. We were in the hall, and it was her birthday. And they asked me and my friend to come, Reverend Bade, to bring spiritual edge. They gave us 30 minutes toward the end to share. And panel sat down. Those who survived cancer sat down. They also talked, doctors, different kinds of cancer specialists, and they talked. But before I went, they gave us 30 minutes, both of us. I just felt that I should talk and everybody should pray. So that's what's going on in my mind. But then, early in the morning, that Wednesday, everybody sent me a text. He said, I think you should talk and I should pray. You know? I said, fantastic. That's what I was thinking of doing. So we went there and we sat down. Somebody said beside me, after we started talking, said, I've never been in a meeting where they talk this long about sickness. Are you hearing me? And I leaned back. I said, you don't understand what doctors are going through all the time. Let's clap for doctors. Let's clap for doctors. You know, they sit through diseases, sicknesses of people every day. That's why one day it dawned on me that Jesus, every day you wake up, people sick, people be around him. From morning to every day for almost 3.5 years. And he didn't have department to refer them to. He was the one that they called. I mean, thousands. Know what the Bible said? That if they write all that Jesus ever did, the books in this world cannot contain them. So when my turn came, listening to all these people, one of them said that pastors will stop telling people to go to night vigil. That when they have any issue and stuff. So first thing, when I got up, I said to them that Christ never sent anybody to night vigil. Is that not true? You know, one of the problems we have today about healing and health in Christian fold is that we don't seem to study and find out what it's all about. The moment something happens to one of us, the next thing we know to do is to pray. We just start praying. And we think that is it. Doctors and nurses don't go anywhere, and when they see patients, we say we must care, we must treat them. They have to have body of knowledge. So in the church today, nobody bothers about things like that. Only few of us. So something happens, we just start praying. Same thing we do with money, we just start praying. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is that as you get older, beside your walk with God, two things are critical in your life. Your health and your financial life. Am I correct? As you get older, beside your walk with God, two things are critical. That's why John, an old apostle, wrote in the last part of the Bible, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. He was talking to Gaius, who was doing good in the church, that was touching life. So as we get older, these two things, beside our work with the Lord, matter to us. Hallelujah. So I got up and I read John 5. Let's read it. John chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 8. Hallelujah. This is what I read to them. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Let's keep reading. Now, there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool which is called in Hebrew Bethesda. That word means house of mercy, having five porches. Let's keep reading. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Let's keep reading. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered and said, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Let's go on. Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Let's go on. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him, "Who was cured? It is the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed." Next verse. And he answered them and said, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" And they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk?'" Next verse. "But the one who was ill did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn." A multitude being in that place. Amazing. The very first thing I told them in this meeting was that, who made that pool to be steered by an angel? Now, Jesus was already ministering to people. But because, like somebody said this, I don't like the way he said, because God wanted to heal people badly, he still created other alternatives. Are you hearing me? He made a pool that angel will come and steer the water, not the demon. Are you hearing me? And whoever jump in first, and I told them this. I said, "All you doctors and nurses here, you are angel. God is using you. It's a pool of Bethesda." Notice that Jesus went there. He didn't spend and pitch his tent beside them. You know, can I be honest with you? I want to say something that may sound harsh. I don't so much love bringing doctors to discuss sickness in church, because they don't invite us to discuss over there too. Are you hearing me? Once in a while, our path can cross, but I don't enjoy pastor to go and be interfering in the hospital. Let them do what they need to do. Are you hearing me? Like that one of them said, when they make somebody who has a diagnosis, they will say, "I reject that. It's not in my portion." It's the same way they use, they say everywhere, "I reject that. That's not my portion." Then the pastor will say, "Kinan Sombe, Mabo, Mabo, I see an IVG. You know, that's not our job. You see, in that place lay a great multitude seeking healing. They were looking for healing. An angel, not the demon, came to stir the water. God has designed over the years to have different multiple streams of, not income alone, of healing and health. Are you hearing me? But one thing is also very clear. They don't always get it there. People sometimes attack church that people don't get, some of these people die. They die in the hospital too. You know, they are very sure they will die in the hospital. That's why they have mortuary. They're very sure. People will die. And they will not get cured. And they don't go crazy. They don't go mad. They don't say, "We are going to renounce medicine." You know, and we move on to the next one. I really celebrate doctors doing that. Let's clap for them one more time. Do that over and over and over again. Dr. Mr. Dideke, she's over there. She's a pediatrician. I know she has seen children dying. Am I right, ma? She has seen children dying. But you know what? She will still get up again for the next one and struggle all through. Same way we must think about healing too. You must not just think that something just happened. Get up. Doctors will get up. Am I right? They go to the next person. They go to the next sickness. They get something done. So Jesus, listen to this. Jesus went by that place, pool of Bethesda. And Jesus went to one person. And in the case of Jesus healing us, more of his healing is talking and dialoguing. Like I said, about Jehovah Rapha. If you listen to my voice, you remember, and do what is right. You see, he didn't say, I'm praying. No. He just said, do you want to be made well? And the man said, I have no man. That when I want to jump in, and he start talking. But our problem when it comes to healing, that we think that our own talking will do the job more. So we call it prayer. You call it prayer. No. The Lord must talk. He said, if you listen, not that if I listen to you, if you listen to me. So the Lord went and said, do you want to be made well? He said, I don't have any man. If it all stops there, we are doomed. But Jesus looked at him and said, take up your bed, arise, and walk. And instantly he got up. He didn't argue with Jesus. He knew that he was not getting the answer there. Like the woman of the issue of blood. And he was not getting the answer there. So he said, I don't have any man. Or today we can say, I don't have the money. Somebody was telling me about just one test for cancer was 1.3 million. And I'm not sure whether he will get the answer or not from the results there. I heard of somebody who spent so much money to test particular kidney, whether they are compatible. They paid the money in Nigeria. They got to India. It was a wrong result. It was not true. And there are charlatans making money out of people today. Just opening something and just doing something. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So Jesus talked to this man and ministered to him. So I believe that the Lord can minister to us. But not in the way we do it today. So when I finished saying that, I forgot to say this. I couldn't get to this verse because I don't have the time. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Say no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. I'm not saying that your particular sin sometimes, but usually sicknesses come out of sin. Not doing what is right, eating too much sugar, doing something that's not right, doing our own thing, sometimes running your body ragged. So he said, don't sin. So sin, you see, in the hospital, they don't locate sin. But in divine, they locate sin. You know, somebody told me, he said, when this woman finished fighting that person, she got sick. You know, all these things, they have their repercussions. Don't ever think, see, that's why I don't fight people anymore in church. There's enough to fight against them. These things that we do wrong, they have their dire consequences. You just need to know that. Hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, they have price to pay. I'm not trying to just convince you to try and force you to do anything. I wish you were here on Friday. Bible says, if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. But the Lord knows how to judge us. Sometimes you do something wrong, and the Lord just let you go through that. In fact, let's read it. Come and see. 1 Corinthians 11. 30. Hallelujah. Are you still here with me? You can't be oppressing your family, oppressing people, and don't suffer some things, consequences in your life. are you here? I remember one time when my wife, we used to fight those days. And one day I was praying. You know what I saw? I told you before now. We used to fight. We just come. So I just saw a vision. Like this building, you see, this floor, this wall, and this floor, they meet that line like that. Usually when sickness, snake enter his place, that's the kind of place they go to. Am I right? I just saw, as I was praying, I just saw snake like that, that kind of line. And the Lord said to me, you better watch out. What you are doing can cause you a lot of trouble. I started making some adjustment fast. That man's sick for 38 years. That's not funny. That's since 1986. Huh? And one stupid sin. Well, they can look big daddy. Oh. Stole some money. and 38 years. All the people that are stealing money in Nigeria, you think they don't have their responsibility? They don't have their consequences? That's what you see. Is this how it is? I would say, strike your hand. This is not going to go unpunished. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 30. For this reason, many, this is the church in Corinth. This is church in Corinth. That's to say, Koyakoribe. No, this is church in Corinth. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Give us an amplified Bible. Many. Is that word many? Can you imagine some churches just do burial all the time? That careless and unworthy participation is the reason why many among you are weak and sick, and the number sleep in death. This careless way of serving the Lord, this unworthy, you just do what you think. You just determine your own religion. It has a lot of effect on us. And you will not believe this. What was causing this for the church in Corinth was a small thing of despising and shaming the poor. They were eating and they were doing whatever they liked. They were selfish. Let's look at it, chapter 11. Look at verse 21. For in eating, for when you eat, each one hurries to get his own supper first. They were eating supper with lost supper, not waiting for others or the poor. So one goes hungry while another gets drunk. Let's keep reading. What? Don't you have houses in which to eat and drink? Or do you show contempt for the church of God and humiliate those impoverished believers who have nothing? Oh, this one sounded too much grammar. Give me the NKJV. Give me NKJV. Simple, clear. What? Don't you have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? See, one of the biggest problems that can give you sickness in church is to despise other Christians. People don't know that. You can get diabetes, you can get hypertension. By despising people, looking down on them, you talk to people anyhow in church, they are God's children. You're going to have to be careful. Even your wife is God's child. Your husband is God's child. Your children are God's children. Respect them. You just can't override and overshoot and do anything with them and get away with anything. Or your employees. You have no right to abuse them anyhow just because you are their boss. Their master is watching from the... I'm not making some sense. So, you see, these people, they just start shaming the poor. Oh, Koneka. Like one time, two ladies were fighting in church. And somebody was among them who's a Christian from another church. And these two ladies are in church here. And they were fighting. Kill Onilowo. I want to arrive. The other person called my wife and said, ah, kill him. Please, why? Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, I want to Bolowa. You know, you need to get Koboko. You know, they are girls. If it's boys, you get AK-47. you know, start talking like that. You start, I want church and a prof. You just let your mouth drive rough like that. It's going to cost you a lot of trouble. Sickness, disease later. So let's start really thinking more about that. Now let me round up, which I didn't say that day. Let me now talk about what my friend said when he came up. Everybody, I've known him for the years. God has anointed them to pray for the sick. Right from radio, people were getting well. Sickness, cancer will fall off. Blind will see. I've known him all along. And that anointing had been on his life right now. Radio in Ogun State, Oyo State, Kwara, Sokoto now. You just pray simple prayer. I've known him to be a man of faith. You know, my bad day was the one who preached on faith. And you know, when he came up in his usual charismatic voice, he said, people, when it comes to healing with Jesus, he said, it's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's not by prayer. In fact, prayer of faith will make you well, not prayer. He said, by faith. And he said this, he said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He said, if you have not been hearing, faith will not be there. And if faith is not there, it's not God that's making you well. Mm-mm. Let me give you an example I gave during the healing hour. I have healing hour now, 5 to 6 every Friday. You know, I told them, when you take money in your pocket to go to the markets, You buy the food stuff. You don't expect that the food stuff will arrive. That moment you are buying, it's been there before. Your healing has been purchased 2,000 years ago. It's on the market. It's on the table. You need to pick it. If you don't get it, it's not God's fault. I mean, Mama, Surah is not the reason why you don't get the food stuff. Otilele, am I right? You're the one to come take it. And so if you don't hear that continually, when we just get one sickness, you start praying. It will be difficult. Just like when you don't have food stuff, you start praying. You know, you just won't do. Hallelujah. Am I making some sense this morning? My friend said that. He said, faith comes by hearing. There's something he said to all of us because we were older there. We were all older there. Particularly for the program. And he said, they told you that you must do early detection. To find out early detection. So in the same way, spiritually. Don't wait till sickness come before you get ready. Knowing that when you pass 45 to 50, you know that your body is no longer what it used to be. Now, he said, the same way they told us that we must be eating right, exercising right, the same way you must be feeling on healing and health almost every week because now you are older. You have to reach something along healing and health. And as you grow older, just like you do things about, you know, I do exercise and walk around, it's like you must also put something there about healing and health. Why? That will give you strength and commitment and motivation to go for health. Are you hearing me? Because in the kingdom of God that you belong to, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you are thinking sickness and thinking disease, you're going to get disease and sick. But if you can put the thought of God on health and healing in your heart, and in your mind, regularly, you think health and you'll be healthy. And as you get older now, you hear more of people getting sick and people dying around you. Am I correct? When I was younger, I didn't hear that more. But I was seeing my daddy, my mommy's crying sometimes. Have you been there before? You know, you see my mommy just crying. I have one auntie, because don't call me, I'm just a 22-year-old, and I'm still fresh. you know, one auntie, one something, friends, you know. Just like that. You hear more about disease and death now. So you have to just start reading more. Psalm 91. When last did you read it? Since COVID. Are you hearing me? 1,000. You know, you just read it. And then your mind will say, how dare you think you will escape? Just open my Bible again and read it. Every week. I don't trust myself to think that I can take that or that thought by myself. So, somebody said this. Do some reading. I have health food I read. You know, I cannot take it. I just read them regularly. Regularly. He said that. So start reading something along health and healing. Start listening to somebody about health and healing. Exercise sometimes. Do all those kind of things so that will help you. I want to remember all of this stuff, so I wrote it down. Just bear with me so that we can. All right. Then, where is it now? The third, okay. Just a minute. Excuse me. He said something that is important. He told them in this group, he said, many of you think of prayer. But he said, when it comes to God and health and healing, you have to follow God's procedure. And he gave us Mark 11:24. Let's read it. Mark 11:24. Quickly, our time is fast spent. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. You will have. Can you guys just Bible in Yoruba? Permit me for those who don't speak Yoruba. Forgive me. Take a Bible in Yoruba. Can you get us Bible in Yoruba? Charles, is it possible? Uh-huh. Netorina. Mo wi fun yin. Ohun ko te ba bere fun ninu adura. Eni igbagbo pe. You know, I want to do that. See, that's where the problem is. You have to believe it's in my hand. But Pastor, why am I still sick? Because light shines in the midst of darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. So it's, you have to take it. You have to take it. Yeah, with all the things. Thomas told me one time, he said, Pastor, during my birthday, he said, Pastor, you've been here ministering for many years. I never seen you sick. You think so? Who do you think so? Nobody's immortal in their body. Well, I just grab my healing. You know, I told you about itching sometimes. I've got all kinds of things in my body. Sometimes I just hold on to, you know, I believe I receive it. It's mine. I see I have some multivitamins I take. Got some calcium, some things for your body as you go on. You know, just, it's mine. Praise God. It's my own. When I pray, it's my own. And that's staggering for a while. You just come out of it. But let me close like this. I told my wife this morning, I was in the bathroom coming out. And I told my wife, I said, something just bothering me. I said, do you know that for us Christians, God wants us more in health than in sickness. God actually don't want healing for us. When we get sick, we'll get well. But he wants more for us. The last prayer of John, let's go and see it. 3 John. Let's say it even in Yoruba. Maybe we say it in Yoruba like that. 3 John verse 2. 3 John. Can you get it in Yoruba? Is it possible? 3 John. If you can, just give us our NKJV. Take a look. Olufe. Emin Badura. Ninu ongbogbo kule ma dara fun o. Somebody say amen to that one. Praise God. Adura ni e. Ki o si ma wa ni ilera. Ani bo ti dara fun. You see, the word soul is not Yoruba. So bo dara fun soul e. See, ilera, that's where we are. Ilera, I like it in Yoruba. And I told le. And that can only come for us, Prof, talk about it. My words are health. Do you know, when you feed on the word of God, it becomes earth to you regularly. When sickness comes, you have enough humility to fight it. But when you don't feed on the word of God, it's just like somebody who is eating, exercising, and going on. When things hit you, you fare better than the person who just darale. Praise God. So, ilera, kankan, kadide, kaji, ka move, kase kine, ka bale. Ibaleke. Carol, come move. He said, huh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope we learned something from our cancer awareness society we went for. Can we lift our hands and thank God? Say, Lord, I want health. I want to live in health. He said, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. Are you healthy? Healthy. Not just being healed. Healthy. Say, Lord, I want to enjoy health for me, my family. Thank you, Father. Lord, I bless you. Give you glory, give you honor for good health. This body in health. Every organ, every system in health. Thank you, Father, because that's you want your will for me. Thank you, Lord. Can you take your neighbor's hand and pray for that person, the Lord, that he prosper in everything. See, finances and in health. Say, Lord, I pray for him to be in health. I pray for her to be in health. That everything in the body will be working well. Reproductive wise, liver wise, kidney wise, lung wise, stomach wise, that we live in health. We live in health. We live in health. We will live in health. We will prosper, yeah, and we will live in health. Pray for that person. The Lord, you prosper him, prosper his soul, that he will live in health and prosper physically and financially. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. You can go to your seat. You know, Jeremiah said, your words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and the rejoicing. Remember? He said, your words were, is this Jeremiah 15 verse 16 now? If I'm correct, Jeremiah 15 verse 16. Your words were found. 15 verse 16, Jeremiah, I hope I'm correct. Your words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy. Your words were fine, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. See that word joy there? The joy of the Lord is our strength. A sound heart is the life of the body. Praise God. Praise God, somebody. Are we blessed today? Are we blessed? All right. Let's give our pastor's offering first. Then who's singing today? Oh, thank God. All of us. We're always using Sister Uchi to sing. Don't worry. When we have RFC in them, all of you be singing. Not Sister Uchi all the time. Come. Praise God. Yeah. Is that microphone ready, Baladi? It's not yet. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's give our pastors offering, then we'll come back, give our offering before we leave here. Glory to Jesus. Can you do something with us this morning? Can you use that offering to tie up like a seed? Say, Father, I want you to upgrade my income. Can we pray together? I don't know how you do that. Remember, it's passive and active income. If the active cannot be upgraded, God can upgrade the passive one. Can you say, Lord, I pray that you will, I plant this seed expecting you to help me to buttress and upgrade my income. Whichever way you want to go about it, I'm planting this seed. I'm using this seed today to communicate my intention to you that I want to see more so that I can take care of things for my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's give. Praise God. We're going to give our offering now. But let's, this Saturday, we have marriage breakfast. And it's 9 a.m. Good breakfast. It won't just be, I told my wife that is, we make it good breakfast. Hallelujah. So, money, sex, and power. Strengthening your marriage breakfast. I'd like you to come around. Somebody said, what will you say? Money, sex, and power. They are the three most dynamic things about marriage that we want to discuss at different levels. Different levels of sex, before 40, after 40, 60, and above. There are different things we need to know. What is it, the power that we, how do we, the power dynamics in marriage. The power dynamics. One of the most powerful places in the world is in a home. You know, sometimes even what happens in Asu Rock is determined in a home. Praise God. All right, so we will have that this 9 a.m. Saturday. Please be around. We're going to set table. 18. Oh, yes, Saturday. Oh, forgive me. Forgive me. Not Saturday. Forgive me. Thank you. Is he asleep on the microphone? Thank you, Brother Peter. Thank you for doing that. It's actually Tuesday of Ileya. Thank you. Let me clap for you. Thank you for rescuing me. That error will have gone through all the services today. So, Ileya is holiday on Tuesday. I think it's Monday and Tuesday for Ileya, right? And I put it there, my wife's birthday is on the 19th, Wednesday. And our last wedding anniversary, she was not around. So, and I said, let's have it combined together so she will come. We'll sing birthday song for her on Tuesday. Because we'll not be here on Wednesday. All right, so, and then we'll have this strengthening your marriage on, that's Tuesday after Saturday. That's next week, not this week, next week. Tuesday, I think that's the holiday, I think so. I've seen all the Ileya Ram already around. So don't forget, please, thank you. Take a note. We'll send it back to remind you. Thank you very much. All right. Yes, I'm doing something else. If you have small children, I've been doing what we call Spotify. How many of you know Spotify? Spotify is a beautiful thing to use to learn a lot without looking at YouTube all the time and saving your eyes. Spotify has, you can go and type there how to increase your income. You will find Spotify, I say Spotify, podcasting on it. Spotify, podcasting, Google is dumping podcasting now, but the baba of podcasting is Spotify. Just download Spotify on your phone, Spotify. If you have listened to podcasting before, Google is turning off its podcasting, so you can start using, can you have me type on the screen, Spotify app, you know, if possible. Now, I do podcasting for children. If you have little kids over here, they should not just be watching things all the time. It affects them. Let them listen and use their mind. So I did a Bible story for kids. And it's fantastic. I did it because of a challenge I saw in UK among some kids I was with. And they really enjoyed the time. So I came back and I started doing the thing and I stopped. We are giving our offering now, I know. Okay, let's pray for our offering. Father, we thank you for our offering. We plant our seed and we trust you to help us in Jesus' name. Let's give our offering. So as I'm still talking about, so if you have children over here, it's called Bible Story for Kids. My granddaughter, I don't know how she stumbled on my Spotify. So she called me and said, Gomba, I'll listen to your podcast. She wants to hear, I tell Bible stories, you know, all kinds of stories about creation, Moses. Yeah, it's called Spotify. So download this one. You'll see podcast. Just type in there, Tunde Amoso, or type Bible stories for kids. I'll give you the stuff more. So if you have little children between 4 to 10, 11, they love stories. And tell the story. It's quite beautiful. Can I get my phone while we still have some few minutes? Let me just... And can I get the microphone? Maybe I will try and show you the beginning of this thing called... this is what... Okay. Can we get rid of that? Okay, I just want you to listen to the beginning of it. This is for children. Put this microphone on. Okay, let me put it on. Okay, just a minute, everybody. So that you can recommend for your grandchildren or for if you have children a little bit small in your hands. Okay. Thank you. That's the beginning of it. That's Emmanuel's daughter years ago before we're doing those things. So please enjoy it and recommend it for kids to listen to. Sit down with them, put it on. And when you are going to school in the morning, there's no TV to watch. Don't let them play game all the time. Hear some Bible story and be biblically literate rather. So, okay, all right, let's go home. So we will have that, mind you. So now, don't forget, it's Tuesday now, or Saturday. Saturday, when you come, you will meet nobody here. Thank you so much for that correction. All right, let's go. Hallelujah. Listen, the church is marching on. The church is marching on. The gate of hell shall not prevail. The church is marching on, marching on. The church is marching on. We're marching on. We are going to increase. We're going to get better. We're going to have hope. Christ is our hope. Shall not prevail. Stand up, stand up for Jesus. Lift up, lift up his royal banners.
It must not suffer us.
From victory unto victory. Hallelujah.
His
armies. Every foe is vanquished and Christ. One more time. Stand up for Jesus. Ilera, Ilera, Ilera. Come on, let's do it.
Lift up his royal banners. It must not suffer.
From victory.
From victory unto victory. His nation
elite. Whoa. Every foe is vanquished. And Christ.
Christ is on.
Hallelujah. Can we declare together Jesus is Lord over our lives? We have his problem, we have his promises against life's problem. We declare we have the victory this week, this month, this year, and subsequent years. We trust in the hand of our faithful God to carry us through. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for he is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. He has prepared before us a table right in our enemy's presence. Surely, tell yourself, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, every day of my life. I expect goodness and mercy today and other days of my life. In Jesus' name. Let's share the grace together. Hallelujah. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead of you. Thank you for coming. Second service, please come in and sit down.